This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There were stories back 5 or so years ago, just as the economy started to go south, of construction sites having all their spare copper plumbing stolen, of street lamps having gone dark because the wiring had been ripped out. It had all been sold off for scrap and spare change in a down economy. In cities where jobs are still scarce, though, and unemployment is still high, scrapping, as it's called, has become something of a livelihood. Amy Kiley reports now from WUWM in Milwaukee, where the jobless rate hovers around 10%.
A couple years ago, Transformation City Church in Milwaukee experienced a strange phenomenon. During renovations, metal garbage vanished. Community pastor Tim Nelson decided to play detective.
So I sat out there one day eating lunch, and I noticed that there was folks that pulled up in an old beat-up pickup truck, and they'd ask, hey, can we take this metal? Yeah. And realized that they were scrapping the metal. And I got to talk to folks and even develop some relationships with some folks and realize that most of them were doing this as their primary source of income.
Nobody gets rich junk collecting, but scrapyards pay for metal they can sell to refineries. For people with few options, that means income. For Nelson, it meant extra money for church renovations. So he tried scrapping himself. Nelson takes off from the church parking lot. He drives down nearby alleys to show how it's done.
Yeah, it's a TV right there, but it's already been busted open and had the guts removed. So here, you'll see. Yeah, so that's an example of we were a little bit too late here.
After all, this is a low-income area. Scrappers live here, so the alleys are picked dry. Nelson moves to the suburbs next, where the regulations are looser. The city of Milwaukee requires professional scrappers to have a permit, but even the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of junk collectors. Pastor Nelson drives through an affluent suburb. He pulls the bed of his truck up to a construction dumpster, hops in, and strikes scrapper gold. He lifts up a chunk of metal the size of a bowling ball.
Yes, it's like a big old, looks like a motor for an old fan. I mean, you can hear it.
At the scrapyard, the motor weighs in at 39 pounds. Nelson says the copper wires inside make it worth more.
You know, I keep asking for the price for motors so that I get a better price than if I just ask for metal. You got to be smart so you get the most for the metal you have.
Lamar Cox is also at the scrapyard selling an old car strut. He has four daughters and does contract work and car repairs.
I figure the ones that throw it away, you know, I guess they got it like that. They don't need the money, but I don't got it like that. So whatever, every little bit helps me.
Of course, not all scrapping is legal. Foreclosed homes attract copper thieves. A former scrapyard worker is unloading old fencing from a garage renovation. He says it's hard to spot stolen metal, except when it's labeled property of the city of Milwaukee. But Jeffrey Ben points out, anyone can scrap.
A lot of people do have bad records. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying, they're looking for some kind of degree. But we just got to hang on in there and just do what we have to do.
Ben does maintenance work for a local school. He says he sells metal his employers discard. Meanwhile, Pastor Nelson stands in line outside a sales window covered by security bars. Presenting ID and signing to declare his sale is legal, he gets paid.
We come out with 2.5-3 hours of work, and coming out with $21 minus gas, that's like $16.19 for 2.5 hours of work.
Nelson won't quit his day job. Those without other options will probably keep scrapping. In Milwaukee, I'm Amy Kiley for Marketplace.